This is Free Talk Live, and we're launching into Hour 3 of the Live Saturday Edition. You can take control of the airwave just by dialing toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features are there, and they're free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Shows about your calls. We go right back into them. Amar is holding patiently. We talked to him briefly in the last hour. And Amar, you're listening to we're listening to WFTL. Unfortunately, they don't carry our third hour on Saturday nights. But anyway, you're listening and you were calling in to talk about you were mentioning that you're a Muslim, that you've moved from the Middle East, and that you just actually became a American citizen, as they call it, as of a couple weeks ago. And what I think is so important that you're saying needs to be said more often. It needs to be heard more often on the radio and the television. And that is that this whole idea that Muslim people or people from the Middle East hate America is so ludicrous. And you're telling us, you know, from your experience of having lived over there and been born and raised over there, that the people there actually love Americans. They love the people that live in this country. It's just the government and the awful, tyrannical, hateful, violent things that it does to the people in various different countries around the world. That's why people hate the government, not the American people. And I think it's so important to get that point out there because it totally contradicts what the government would like people to believe. The government wants people to believe that, oh, people in the Middle East, they hate us Americans because we like Britney Spears and like to drink beer and have Pepsi. I mean, really, isn't that so absurd?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you, Amar. But if you're on a speakerphone,
okay,
you pick up the phone.
One correction. Yes. My culture is from the Middle East, but I'm from North Africa.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot that point. My apologies.
Yeah. Actually, I'm not even Arab. I'm a Berber. I speak totally a different language.
Berber.
St. Augustine, whom the first city that was made in the United States, I mean, built by the Spaniards in 12 or something in Florida, mm-hmm. was from my hometown, St. Augustine. Anyway, that's not the point. The point is, when I came here, I discovered America, okay? But this is a fact. I mean, coming from me, who came from North Africa, and people there, they love the American people, okay? They love American culture. They disagree with some of it. Even Americans disagree with some of the American culture.
Of course.
Anyway, when I came here, I saw the politics and everything, and any Muslim, I believe, who comes here, okay, will most probably become a libertarian. I'm not kidding you. He will become neither a Democrat or a Republican, okay?
Right.
Because to me, Obama or McCain, they almost have the same policies.
Sure they do.
Okay? They have the same policies. People here vote, they don't know why they're voting, okay? They vote like they listen to the radio, they listen to like mostly the TV, and they don't check their facts. They don't know the real issues.
Right, no, they don't bother. It's like a sports team mentality. It's like we're on the red team, you're on the blue team, whatever the red team does is right, or whatever the blue team does is right, and whatever the other team does is wrong. And it's even worse than a sports team mentality because it has to do with other people's lives, whereas when two sports teams clash on the football field, it doesn't really matter when it's all over and done with.
And one more point,
the
American media is doing such a harmful thing, and they're such a disadvantage to the United States. I mean, you can't even believe it. I mean, they're showing the Americans to the Middle Easterners, to the Muslims, the world, they hate them, you hate them, we hate us. That's totally wrong. That's totally wrong. There is, to tell you the truth, some side of American culture that the Muslim countries don't like. But again, the French don't like the Spanish. Like a lot of people don't like each other's cultures, some parts. But in general, as a people, they love the American people. They love the French people. They love, like, people's nature, they don't hate other people. Okay? Other people make them hate other people. Propaganda and all. And the American media, which I think comes from three channels or something, distribution, like, media outlets, who's like, for example, what's his name? Murdoch.
Yes, Rupert Murdoch.
He's like a giant, and he has all these media. He controls the media. And the American people, they don't even know what's going on around the world.
It's Amar,
you don't have any news in here.
Amar, how would why do you think we were attacked on 9/11? Or why do you think the towers
I think
were
you know
attacked?
The answer to that. I've heard you. I have a lot of smart people. Okay? Whoever attacked the United States, attacked the United States because of policy, not because, as some people who, like, I don't know, it's so stupid to me that they attacked us because they hate us. Why didn't they attack, like John Kerry said, Sweden or any other country?
Yep.
I mean, this is ludicrous and stupid.
All of these, exactly. Those
people
other places
do something to you, killers, thieves, they have even bad killers, psychopaths, they have motives. Everybody has a motive. Why did they attack? Because the United States policy in the Middle East, in the whole world, and as you know, the United States is less lost now than during the time of Eisenhower when he said we've got to be careful of the military-industrial complex, which we have right now, which is ruling the United States.
Yep.
Everybody knows that. Everybody
sure
knows.
Anyway, people have been saying the same things for years and years, and nobody pays any attention. And you're right, the media is so complicit in all of this. Amar, great points tonight. I thank you for hanging through the news because it was definitely worth bringing you back. I appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231 saying that any Muslim that moves to America should become a libertarian, and I agree completely.
You said they would.
Yeah. So 800-259-9231, though I don't like the term libertarian anymore. I've kind of moved away from that because it's too associated with the Libertarian Party. How about liberty-loving? How about voluntarist, consensualist, maybe? How about that? 800-259-9231. As we continue, Gene is the Christian anarchist, and he's in Tennessee on the Amp Line.
Hi, guys.
Hey,
Gene. You kept me on hold for 43 minutes, but this is worth it because I believe I have the solution to your problem with the bureaucrats.
Okay.
And possibly this will also work with other things. You know, and you have to go back a few years, but...
Did Gene just Rick Roll us?
I believe we've been Rick Rolled.
We've been Rick Rolled by Gene. Thanks, Gene. Appreciate it.
Wow.
They come out of nowhere, those Rick Rolls.
For those of you who aren't on the cutting edge of modern culture on the internet when you get Rick Roll, and if you've ever seen this Rick Roll video that was just played there, yeah, I can't believe I lived through that decade. But I did, and he has amazing hair and some really great shoulder pads.
How about that voice, too, coming out of that little skinny body?
Little skinny white guy? Yeah, I would have never guessed.
I thought it was a black dude the first time I heard the song.
That was what I thought, too. I mean, I'm not trying to be bigoted. It just had that kind of sound to his voice.
Yeah, it had that dulcet, kind of Barry White kind of sound. Anyway, so great call. Thanks, Gene. Appreciate it. Not a bad idea. In fact, it would be interesting to see somebody take that approach. Perhaps go into a courtroom sometime with a little boombox and say, I'd like to enter this into evidence and then hit the play button and see what happens. It'd be fun. All right, we continue here and talk to Tim, listening to WXNT in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind, Tim?
Well, I got a question for you. I want to find out how far your noncompliance goes.
Okay. Was that the question, or did you want to get
specific?
Yeah,
that is the question. How far does your noncompliance go?
Well, I don't pay federal taxes at all, unless it's like on my cell phone bill. Obviously, I can't get out of that.
Yeah, we still have to support the War of 1812, you know.
Yeah, I don't pay federal taxes, and I did not, when I moved up here to New Hampshire and I signed the little voter registration card, there was a part that said that I agree to consent to obeying all the New Hampshire laws, including the one to register my car within 60 days. I crossed that part right out, put my initials next to it, signed the voter registration form. They sent a cop, an investigator, out from Concord to ask me why I did that, and I told him, how could I possibly agree to that statement? There's no way I could physically read all of your laws, let alone understand them, let alone agree to them. And so he left me alone. They haven't bothered me since then on that particular issue. I've been driving around for now over 2 years up here in New Hampshire, all over the place with my Florida plates, and that's going fine. There's the couch issue, which we discussed earlier. I'm going to go to court over that and refuse to pay. That's about as far as I have gone. Earlier this year, wanted to stop paying property tax, ran into kind of a brick wall with my lady, who was feeling uncomfortable about them possibly stealing our house from us. So I'm holding off on that until we have another 4 property owners here in the city of Keene that are also willing to not pay property tax. We're going to go that direction at that point. So all of this is a very, it's a process. You can't jump in with both feet first and go 100% all at once. It's just not possible. possible. You've got to kind of take baby steps. And I want to bring you back. You can respond here in moments. 800-259-9231. More with Tim and your calls as well about what you want. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
And now it's time for the Green at Work Minute. Thoughts and advice on how to get your company environmentally friendly from within. Here's noted author and business expert, Tim Sanders.
The market for values-driven commerce has grown exponentially over the last decade. Not only were customers seeking out products that reflect their values, they stood ready to stop using those that didn't. Cone Research, starting in 2002 all the way up to present day, identified that about 3 out of 4 customers are willing to boycott a company if they discovered it practiced negative corporate citizenship. That's a 30% jump from the same studies they did in 1999. These researchers also found that 84% of respondents were willing to switch products if the product were associated with a good cause. So remember, a company's reputation for social responsibility counts. For the Green at Work Minute, I'm Tim Sanders.
For more information on how to make your company green and make a difference as well as a dollar, please visit savingtheworld.net. The responsibility revolution is underway, and it's challenging the importance of the bottom line. Both consumers and employers have turned away from price consciousness to demand that companies make a difference to society through their products, manufacturing methods, environmental efforts, and community outreach. Saving the World at Work, the new book by noted author and green expert Tim Sanders, is about the new value system, where consumers pay as much attention to a company's environmental and social policies as to its pricing structures. Saving the World at Work is available wherever books are sold.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. And so enjoy those on us. They include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the archives, the updates. For instance, the updates, if you get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, just go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. It's totally free. By the way, I sent out an update today announcing a brand new auction. We're auctioning the third banner on our website. You'll win it for an entire month, can advertise virtually anything, and bidding starts at a buck. So head over to auction.freetalklive.com and place your bid. That's auction.freetalklive.com as we go back to Tim listening to WXNT. Tim, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Well, you were talking earlier before the break there that you choose not to pay federal taxes.
That's
you're
right.
Trying to get out of local property taxes. How do you suppose that the local area amenities that you use on a daily basis, roads, if you're using public transportation, how do you suppose those things are going to be paid
for
by you
question.
Dropping out of the system?
No, I'm not dropping. Yeah, I don't intend to drop out of the system. Let me explain here. I believe that all products and services should be provided on a voluntary, consensual basis. And most products and services in the marketplace in the business world are. In fact, all of them in the business world are. It's only the people mm-hmm. calling themselves government that they provide their services on a coercive basis. So all I'm trying to do is try to shift that. I mean, I'm going to answer your question if you give me a moment. I'm trying my best to get that to shift to being a voluntary, consensual based service. For instance, if the government education system is really so great, then certainly people will be able to pay for it on a consensual basis.
And that's the majority of your local
and
taxes.
I do, yes. Around here, it's 60%. It's 60% of the tax bill. So actually,
the teachers union has everybody buy the short ones.
What I am proposing is that I have no objection whatsoever to paying for services I utilize. Like, I like having my roads cleared when it snows up here. I like
Aren't
having
taxes on your gas.
You like roads.
I like having the fire department.
There's 50 cents on every gallon as taxes, sir.
Well, hold on. Now, wait a minute. Let me make this clear. I have no problem with the idea of having a fire department. I like the idea of protection services. I don't necessarily agree with everything the police do, but I like the idea of having a protection service. So I'm more than willing to pay for services that I utilize. So therefore, what I would propose is that I only pay 40% of the property tax bill and save myself the 60% because I have a fundamental objection to the government school system. If I had a kid, I wouldn't send him to the government school, and I don't agree with the things they do at the government indoctrination camp. So how do you feel about that? That way I would be paying for some of the services, but not the one that I don't that I'm not interested in.
Well, it seems like you want to do it a la carte. So if that's the case that you want to pay for the police when the police are involved with you or when your house is burning down, you're writing a check to the fire department, it's just not really a system that will work. You can't use a la carte. It's all in, all out.
You don't
That's
think
what you
and to go back to the subject of the government of schools. I mean, I'm a student of public schools, and
currently
I came out of the public school system and have become a millionaire doing that. Now, I didn't get the raw deal. I wasn't indoctrinated. What I've done is I've created a life for myself, and this is the only country that you can do that in. You have to play within the system to do that.
Well, it sounds like you've been pretty effectively indoctrinated, to be honest with you.
Well, what are you doing? I mean, I came from your business. I started out in radio. That's where I started my career.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to do the same exact thing that you're doing right now. I hear all the commercials that are running. It doesn't seem like you're doing anything differently than I did.
Right. So I don't
Am
have
I
any
correct?
Problem. You can do whatever you want with your life. It's your
okay,
business. That's fine. Just don't force me to pay for services and products I don't want to buy. Doesn't that make
but
sense?
You are using them. You
no,
are
I'm
using
not.
Them.
I'm
okay,
not using the government education system.
If you get hit by a car tomorrow and EMTs show up to take you to the hospital, they're there on call 24 hours a day to make sure that
That's
you're
right.
taking
and
care
you know what?
Of
here's a shocker for you. Hey, Tim, here's a shocker for you. Right here in our very beautiful little Keene, New Hampshire, there are private EMTs. Now, there is a city one, but they lose money every single year. But the private EMTs actually get their job done, and they make a profit all at the same time. So all of the precious government services that you're advocating can be provided in the marketplace
well,
on a consensual basis.
You're acting as if everybody can afford that private EMT.
Hey, they're all
you're
paying for it anyway,
dude. Everybody can afford it.
They're all
What's
paying
the
for it
that?
Anyway, man. They're
hey,
paying a property
you're a
taxes.
Why don't you
oh,
put
no,
set up
not.
A fund? If
no,
you're a millionaire,
not.
Hey, if you're a millionaire, set up a fund to take care of the poor people and their EMT things.
I already am. It's called my taxes.
No,
ah,
I know. You see, but your yes. taxes obligate me to pay. They're going to put me in jail if I don't pay their taxes. Do you think that's fair? Do you think that the poor people have that kind of that I'm obligated to pay for poor people to go to the hospital? I'm not saying I wouldn't be willing, that I wouldn't contribute to a fund. I'm just asking you if I'm obligated.
Well, but on your,
Is it
but
okay
on your
to
path,
throw me in jail?
On the path that you guys use, though, no one would tribute. No one would.
No one would what? I'm sorry.
Because that's why I have a tax accountant. He goes through and he makes sure that I'm paying as little tax as
you believe that people are evil. Is that right? That's why they wouldn't contribute? Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah, I think they're greedy. I think all people are greedy.
Ah, so why in the world would you want to give greedy people the opportunity to wield power over other people's lives via the government system?
But you see, you guys crack me
answer
up.
Answer the question, Tim.
All the time.
Answer the question. I'll let you stay
you
on the line
up.
If you answer the question.
The people think that there's some big conspiracy in government.
Tim. You going to answer the question?
No, I think there's a bunch of incompetence in the government,
Tim, I want to get an answer from you to this question so we can continue this conversation. Why is it, sir, that you would, if you believe that people are greedy by nature, want to give greedy people the opportunity to wield power over other people's lives?
I don't trust any one person more than anybody else. I think that there are good people. I think that there are evil people, and there are greedy people that will use their power. I think that that's truth in anything.
Do you
I've
believe
that?
That in well, now wait a minute. If there's no government men with guns around to enact violence on people, then those greedy people have to make their money in the voluntary consensual marketplace by selling products and services with competition in the marketplace to help check their greed. When you've got government and you've got arbitrary power,
why do you think there's a government?
Because people like to control other people, sir.
No, that's not it.
Yes, that is
it. Look at Big Brother. Look at Big Brother, the TV show. Okay?
Never seen it.
Or look at Survivor on the island. You know, they're on the island. People always look to one person to guide them in whatever they're doing.
It's time we moved on beyond that. That may be the case for the past, but it's time we evolved past that idea. And if you want somebody,
you can have anybody you want to guide you. You can go to the Reverend Moon or whomever it is you wish to guide you. I don't think, however, I should be obligated simply because a majority of people that decided to go out and vote one day came upon one person.
But
in most towns,
right
you're talking about less than 10% of the voters.
Those. You I'm have sorry. The right to change that within the system.
I'd rather non-cooperate. Thanks, Tim.
Don't
for
I
the
have
call.
The right not to go operate within the system,
Thank
Tim?
You, Tim. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Look, if you believe that people are by nature evil, as Tim seems to, that they're greedy, and that he's suggesting that by being greedy they want to take advantage of others, if you believe that to be the case, you can't possibly be an advocate for government.
If you believe that some people are evil, why would you ever put this giant carrot of power out there for people that would obviously want it to get in charge?
Talk about living in a fantasy. I mean, to believe that, well, if you put this government out there, only good people are going to go and work for government.
That's what people really believe.
Yeah.
They believe that politicians are lying when their lips are moving. They believe that they're all thieves and liars. That's what America believes.
The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. I appreciate all the suggestions. You know, it's interesting. Have you noticed that the biggest advocates of the system tonight have been those who are the most heavily indoctrinated into it? We had Dave earlier in the first hour of the program, Tim there. You know, the people that worship the governmental system and the structure, they're the ones that say, well, you guys can change it. Just come on in, agree to our rules, and play by our rules and try to change it.
The ones that will never let you change it.
More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. You take control. 800-259-9231.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
We live in a world of vanishing privacy. The added threat of invisible radio waves sending out personal information to anyone willing to receive them makes our privacy as citizens even less secure. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker, available as a wallet or passport case.
ProSpy.com offers simple, affordable personal protection. Many countries, including the U.S., have begun to institute RFID in passports. Why take a chance? This is your personal information. Protect yourself. ProSpy.com also offers a complete selection of spy gear and security equipment, including bug detectors, camera finders, countermeasure equipment, and night vision gear. ProSpy.com is your source for high-quality spy and security equipment. Visit us online at ProSpy.com. That's ProSpy.com today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a six-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It'll prevent future problems and help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when taking Heart and Body Extract. Here is what one satisfying customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list a possible side effect. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extra today. Call 1-866-295-5305. That's 1-866-295-5305. Or go to hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition. The toll-free number that you can use to take control of the airwaves and bring up anything is 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free. We've got archives going back for an entire year. Download them at your leisure. Front page of the website at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dex-C20. I've been taking Dex-C20 for going on 2 months now. Been losing weight. I think I've lost over 5 pounds. And you can lose weight with Dex-C20 too. It's easy. All I have to do is take it twice a day. I haven't changed my eating habits. It's not making me hyper like so many of those other pills do. Dex-C20 you can get at Walgreens, CVS, GNC, or at diet.freetalklive.com.
As we continue, Chris has been waiting patiently, listening to WSC-FM in South Carolina. Hello, Chris. Chris?
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
Hey, Chris, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
I was just calling about the couch issue.
Yes, sir.
While I understand the premise of your argument, the only issue that I really have is that you stated if your neighbor just came to you and said, look, I got a problem with that nasty couch out in your front yard. It's been there for 2 years. That you would have it removed. Why would it take that to have it removed? I mean, why wouldn't you just, you know, take it upon yourself with a little initiative to say, you know, that couch looks pretty nasty out there in front of my property. I think I want to have it moved.
I'm on the opposite side of my partner on this. I think that couch is, it's sitting out in the rain. It's got to be disgusting. However, in his defense, he didn't know it was there. I come here every day. We do the show out of his house, the studio in his house. I have never seen the thing. And so that's really the point is we never even knew it was there.
Let me answer the question now at this point. I bought the house 2 years ago. It's a duplex. So there were tenants there. It's their side. It's their couch. And as you say, Mark, I didn't even really notice the thing. It blends in. It's just it's not really obtrusive, I don't think. And obviously it doesn't bother the direct neighbors. They've never complained about it, and they get along with the tenants. But beyond that, if the tenants had not been living in the house and there had been a couch in the yard, what would I have done, Mark? You know what happened when we got here. What did we do when we got to this house?
Threw a bunch of stuff away.
Yeah, we cleaned the house. I mean, there was one side of the house that was so messy. We cleaned that thing up. We spent like 24 hours driving here and then found this trashed house. We cleaned that cleaned the house up, picked up the yard outside, and it's just that it wasn't my side of the house, and the yard is otherwise in fine condition. There didn't seem to be any reason to do it. If they hadn't been living there, then absolutely I would have hauled that thing off to the junkyard. But it was their couch. I never had a problem with it. None of the neighbors had a problem with it. So why make any, make waves?
I'm not suggesting you make waves with your new tenants, but I mean, you still said that, if they had come to you, say one of your neighbors came to you, I mean, what difference would it have made other than you would have had to take a little initiative on your part to just move the couch because you know it's there.
Well, but it didn't bother anybody.
In some communities.
It's still a derelict couch. It's still a nasty thing sitting in the yard. I mean, but that reflects on you personally. You own the place.
But it's not my side of the yard, it's the tenants.
Would you recommend that? Would you recommend that if it was a community, and there are many, where having the couch wouldn't be illegal? Would you recommend that same tact?
Yes, because it reflects on you personally.
Yeah, I'd get rid of the couch too, personally. But
yeah, I see where you're coming from.
It reflects on you. It's not even a person. To me, it's not a question of the law.
Look, Chris, I understand where you're coming from, but it's not my couch and it's not my side of the yard, so I don't really understand how it reflects on me. It's not my responsibility.
But it is your property.
As part of it being my property, I allow my tenants to have control over their portion of the property. Now, if they start trashing the yard, then I would probably say
something.
What's that?
If I owned the property, if they had a piece of crap couch out in the yard that's been out there for 2 years,
you and I are different, Chris. They've got a couch out on their front porch. Would that bother you too?
Is it in their yard or in the porch?
It's on the porch.
Well, this is a different couch.
Okay, well, if it's on the porch, that may be a little bit different.
Well, they've got two couches. There's one in the yard. Wait. There's two couches. There's one in the yard and there's one on the porch. You're saying the one in the yard bad, one on the porch okay?
That's what I said.
Okay, see, you just have a different level of standards than I do, and that's okay because you're a property owner, I'm sure, and I'm a property owner. We can all get along together, and like I said, if it was my house completely, I would have gotten rid of the couch right on day one, but it wasn't. It wasn't my couch. Nobody had a problem with it, so I left it alone, and I thank you for the call.
Well,
thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. We continue to Jason in Keene, listening to WKBK, Keene, New Hampshire. Jason. Picking up the phone, putting down the phone.
Yes, right here.
Jason, you're on the air.
All right. I just have a couple of small points.
Yes, sir.
One is about the $700 million bailout. I have my own little solution. Might sound stupid, but I'm just going over the math. And how about going in the middle of the Republicans and the Democrats? How about this? How about you take the $700 billion, okay, and you reimburse the American public with that money. The math that I came up with, the average American taxpayer would be getting close to $300,000. Now wouldn't that, if every citizen of the United States were to be given $300,000, are you telling me that wouldn't fuel the economy, that people wouldn't be paying their mortgages?
It's a nice idea, but Mark, do you want to answer as to why it's economically not sound?
Well, what they're going to do to bail out these banks is print money, and what they're going to do, and by printing that money, all they're going to do is take it from the American people's the money that they have, the value.
Right. We should point
currency.
Out that $700 billion, not a dime of it, is sitting in a bank account somewhere right now. The government doesn't have that money. They're printing it out, and they're not going to print it all out. What they're going to do is they're just going to increment some numbers in a computer somewhere. But it's creating inflating the money supply, and that makes money.
money worth less. So if you gave Americans, if you printed out $300,000 for each American, you're still causing the same problem. You're still inflating the money supply, and that means that the money that you have will become worth less. So all of a sudden, if every American gets $300,000 one day, you'll see the price of a hamburger skyrocket up to 10 or 20 bucks or something like that. So
that's a good point.
Right. So it's inflate. The only solution here is not it's not political. It's not right. It's not left. It's not Republican, Democrat. The solution is to abolish the Federal Reserve system and to get back to allowing the marketplace to provide the money, whether that be gold or silver or banknotes or whatever it is the market ends up deciding works best, to allow that decentralized money creation set up instead of having a central bank arbitrarily deciding you know, who lives and who dies as far as interest rates and all of those things that the Federal Reserve does. That's the solution, but none of the politicians, except for maybe Ron Paul, are going to put that on the table. Your thoughts?
And that's a good point. I hadn't seen it that way.
There you go. You always got to remember the inflation factor, because that's always their solution, is to just print more. For instance, how do you think they fund the wars? I mean, they used to, be back in the past in America, when before the Federal Reserve, before 1913, they actually had to tax people in order to fund war. And so if the American people decided, well, we don't want to go to, you know, this is not a war that interests me. I'm not paying taxes. If enough people didn't pay taxes, there was no war, because they couldn't get the money. That's why they created the central, one of the reasons why they created the central bank was so they could fund all their little political ideas and terrible
ideas. They did it right before World War I.
Yep, and so they could fund.
Which was an unpopular war.
All of this stuff.
Wilson got us in.
Right, yeah, Wilson was voted in on a message of, I won't bring us into war. What did he do? Brought us into war, and they did it by printing out a bunch of money and funding the military-industrial complex with that. So with the central bank, the government has no check and balance. If people don't pay taxes, it doesn't matter to the government, because they'll just keep printing out money, and it really it's bad news, because we all suffer. Our bank accounts, our savings, whatever it is we have in savings becomes worth less and less over time, and that's why it costs $1.50 today to buy a loaf of bread instead of 5 cents.
It's half of the gas issue.
Yep, it's so true. I thank you for the call tonight, Jason. Good hearing from you. 800-259-9231. We go to Devin, listening in South Carolina, listening to WSC-FM. Hello, Devin.
How's it going?
Hey, good, what's sir. On your mind tonight?
Well, I've got a point of contention to argue with that Muslim guest on that you had previously.
He was a caller.
He was a caller.
Okay. I need an explanation as to how, you know, the terrorists, I mean, if they have a problem with our policies, which clearly they do, I need an explanation as to how, you know, they can have a problem with our policies, still bomb our country and annihilate everybody, and still love America.
We'll come back with you here in a moment. Hang on. 800-259-9231. I think you're conflating terrorists with Muslims, and that's the issue. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
They say you can't predict the stock market. If you trade on a regular basis, you've probably heard that lie. But what if I told you there's a way to know which way the market will go each week, a whole week in advance? Do you think you could benefit from this kind of information? The guys over at eMiniForecaster.com put out a weekly forecast line. They call it a G-line, which forecasts the direction of the stock market a whole week in advance. Impossible? Head over to eMiniForecaster.com and check out their forecast history to see for yourself. eMiniForecaster.com predicts the market one whole week in advance. It's simple to use and can give you the market edge you've been looking for. If you're an active trader in the markets, go directly to eMiniForecaster.com. That's EMINIForecaster.com right now for more information. Again, that's EMINIForecaster.com.
This is Rob at EMINIForecaster.com, and I approve this message.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's toughest quiz show, That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
A pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip! The logical companion of GLUR 5, GLUR 6. You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game. And if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it. Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Probably not enough time for your call, so I'm not going to give you the numbers. But if you are on the line, we'll do our best to get through to you. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you want to help support the show, one of the best ways you can do it is to vote for us. It's coming down to the end of the month. It's a monthly voting contest, so it runs from the beginning to the end of the month, and you can only vote once. So if you've already voted, thank you. If you haven't and you're enjoying this program, whether you're listening online or you're listening on the radio, as long as you have access to the Internet, please go to vote.freetalklive.com. It helps us stay up at the number one position on the Podcast Alley rankings. We've been number one all month long, but we could lose it at the very last moment if you don't vote for us. So please go to vote.freetalklive.com. It'll take you less than a minute. All you need is your email address, and that's only used for verification purposes to make sure you're a real person. Vote.freetalklive.com. And we want to invite you to the Free State Project's Liberty Forum. We talk a lot about the Free State Project on this program. Mark, you and I moved to New Hampshire over 2 years ago because we believed that, and still believe, that the Free State Project is the only hope for liberty in our lifetime. As far as actually achieving liberty,
it's the only thing that makes sense to me.
It makes sense. The idea is to move 20,000 liberty-loving people, as many people here, to New Hampshire as possible and get them active for liberty. It's already working. There are already a few hundred people that have moved, and the amount of activism that has been happening has been tremendous. It's unprecedented. There's nothing else going on like this, both inside the system stuff, which some of our callers really were suggesting earlier, and also a lot of non-cooperative stuff here and there. We're starting to see more of it happen now that more people are moving in. Things, new networks are being created. New friendships are being created. It's such a wonderful organization, and you'll get a real feel for what it's like to be here in New Hampshire if you come up and visit during the Liberty Forum. Go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum to learn more about it. It's happening early March. I think it's the first weekend in March, And it's kind of like a convention-style atmosphere where a bunch of hundreds of people converge on a hotel in Nashua, New Hampshire, and basically spend the whole weekend together, going to panels and discussions and dinners and parties and things like that. It's a great time. Plus, you'll have all kinds of liberty-oriented luminaries speaking, people like John Taylor Gatto, a former government school teacher that, you know, knows the system from the inside out and knows what is so just terrible about it. He's going to be talking. Mark Stevens, our buddy from AdventuresInLegalLand.com, is going to be there. Will Buchanan, the man who is currently walking across the country as part of the Free State Project to get from Oregon to New Hampshire. He's over halfway done, I think, at this point, or close to halfway done. He's going to be there in time for the Liberty Forum, and he'll be speaking. Also, there's more to be announced. Those are just the very initial ones. There are going to be some big names, from what I hear, coming this year. So please go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum and learn more about it. Get signed up. Get the early bird discount. $199 for the entire weekend. Obviously, that doesn't include a hotel room or something like that, or rental cars, just for the actual convention. And if you use the discount code 2009FTL, you'll get a 10% discount. That's so you already get the early bird price of $199. Knock another 10% off by using 2009FTL, all one word, 2009FTL, as the discount code at freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. Oh, and I did mention Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live every single night from there. So looking forward to it. Looking forward to seeing you there. We go back to Devin, listening to WSC-FM in South Carolina. Now, Devin, you were concerned about a gentleman who called earlier. He identified himself as a Muslim. And if I understood your question earlier, you had asked how it is that you said Muslims can love America and bomb the country at the same time. Was that your question?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I think you're conflating Muslim, which is a religion, with terrorists. They are two different groups of people, and I understand that the American government would like you to believe that all Muslims are terrorists, but that's just poppycock.
Well, see, I don't believe all Muslims are terrorists, but, okay, you know, to make a distinction, the people responsible for the bombing, they were terrorists, but, you know, to my recollection, they were Muslims, right? They did adhere to Islam.
That if you're talking about the World Trade Centers, they were Muslims. If you're talking about the Oklahoma City situation, it was a white guy.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about exclusively the World Trade Center.
Okay. Yeah.
So if they're terrorists and, you know, they're Muslim, that puts them in the party with hating America. So that means, i.e., some Muslims hate America. And to the best of my recollection, there was no outcry in 9/11 in the Muslim community in America to where, you know, they stood up and broadly said, well, hey, we disagree with this. You know, there's a distinction to be made here.
Well,
and, you know,
I agree with you on that point. And I think that Muslims should have come out in more force, but I don't think they have a lot of media outlets either, and I don't think a lot of media outlets are interested in what they have to say. But I think that they should have tried harder. They should have stood on the streets with signs. But I'll bet you they were scared to death, because I can tell you on 9/11 that if a Muslim guy had come to my door selling Encyclopedia Britannica, hell, he could have been Mexican and looked Muslim. I'd have blown his damn head off. Because I was scared.
Well, you were not as principled.
I was scared.
You were not principled back then as you are today.
I'm just telling you, it was a scary time.
I'd like to address something that you said before we go on, Devin. You said America, that they hate America. And this is, again, sort of one of the talking points that the government, the propaganda machine, is putting out there. We need to differentiate between America and the American government. So there's a very, very distinct difference. The pundits and the talking heads, they would like you to believe that America is the government, but they're not. Americans, for the most part, want nothing to do with their government. A lot of Americans just want to be left alone, and they're embarrassed about what the government is doing in their name. So it's very important to separate. The terrorists hate what the government people are doing. They hate the fact that they're over in the American military is over in their country bombing and killing and destroying. That's what they're angry and upset about. It's not the fact that Americans like to watch TV, or Americans like Britney Spears, or Americans like McDonald's.
Well, America wasn't doing much bombing, much killing, and much stealing, or whatever, before 9/11.
What are you talking about? Throughout the Bill Clinton administration, there were bombs being dropped on Iraq.
It was Saudi Arabians that attacked us on 9/11.
But that was carpet bombing. That was not, you know, anything major. They didn't.
Do you think it killed anyone's mom?
Anything
major?
Sir, if they dropped a bomb, if the Chinese dropped a bomb on your neighborhood, if it was just one bomb, would that be major to you?
Well, that's a point of argument.
Yeah, so if the Chinese came over, and imagine this for one moment. Now, Mark, I know you said they weren't bombing in Saudi Arabia, but that doesn't mean the U.S. military and the CIA haven't been meddling over there for decades upon decades. Imagine this for a moment. Imagine if the Red Chinese came over and decided that because the American military is so spread out around the world that the American people need to be protected. We're going to bring in the Red Chinese, and the government's okay with it. American government says we need your help. Okay, we're bringing in the Red Chinese. They're coming in. They're setting up military bases down the street from your neighborhood. And from time to time, they determine that there are some dissidents that actually live in your neighborhood. And so they're going to come in and do some house-to-house raids to make sure, on a random basis, just to make sure that nobody is causing any trouble secretly in their, in their basement or something like that, perhaps building bombs or something. And, during some of these raids, they'll shoot some teenage girls and maybe some family members and, grandma, and they'll drop a bomb occasionally. Don't you think you'd want to kill some Chinese people if that came to be, if that was actually a reality in this country?
Yeah, but see, here's my argument. You can't compare that because that's almost like saying the terrorist attacks or, the fact that, they're justified because...
No, I didn't say they were justified. I didn't say they were justified. I was just explaining to you, and you wanted an explanation, so that's what you got. And I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate the conversation.
Right. If innocent people are killed in the process, I don't... it's wrong. But when they... I can certainly understand the plane that was flown into the Pentagon. I'm not saying that the innocent people that died on it deserve it or
anything
like that.
Understanding
but I can certainly understand why terrorists would have wanted to hijack the plane, flight in the Pentagon, even government buildings. However, there were a bunch of innocent civilians that got caught.
We are short on time, and hopefully these folks will make their calls quick. Let's go quickly to Tom in New York. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Tom, sorry, we're short on time. You've got about 30 seconds, Tom. Go ahead.
Okay, I was just calling in with what's going on in the financial markets today. I was curious to know if you guys have ever read Harry Brown's book, Fail-Safe Investing.
I have. I think it's fantastic. Highly recommend it.
Okay, yeah, I was just going to say, I think it makes a lot of sense, and I'm short on time, so I can't really get into it, but I think that sort of investment strategy is really what would save a lot of people with what's going on today.
The greatest thing about Harry Brown's book, Fail-Safe Investing, is it's short, it's easy to understand, it's not written in some sort of financial language that's all complex and hard to get, and you can actually purchase it online through his website, which is operated now by his wife, because he passed on a couple years ago, and that is Harry Brown, Brown with an E, harrybrown.org, and I thank you for the call tonight, 800-259-9231, as we go quickly to Keith. He's on the line, on the border, the Massachusetts-New Hampshire border. Keith, are you there?
Hello. Yes, I'm on the Massachusetts border with New Hampshire right now, and I'm about to be much more free just by crossing this border and becoming the newest mover to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project.
Thank you, Keith.
Okay.
Give you a round
gosh.
Of applause. Definitely give us a call maybe next week once you get settled in. Let us know how it went for you. Congratulations, Keith, doing what it takes. Doing the best thing that he can possibly do to achieve liberty in our lifetime, joining the Free State Project and actually making the move, crossing the border tonight. That's exciting stuff, and congratulations to him for that. All right, we're back on Monday night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com, and I hope you have a happy, safe, and fun weekend.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNlive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNlive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNlive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.